Thank you for listening to Podcast Rock City. Don't forget, you can join us live on YouTube and Facebook every Sunday night at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. You can also check out our Patreon at patreon.com/podcastrockcity, where you can join our Patreon for a whole week for free just to try it out. Now let's go ahead and get to the show. What's up, everybody? Joe here from Podcast Rock City, and with me this week, Sonny Hollywood Pony.
What's up, people? Okay, so I got a choice right now. I got one already. You guys ready?
Okay.
Or Joey. Easy. It's an easy one, okay? And Lee is for you, I guess. Who would you hang out with? All right, so we'll start with Lee. Jessica Alba, Jennifer Lopez, or Angelina Jolie?
Oh, Angelina Jolie seems like a bitch. I say Jessica Alba. She seems like the coolest.
Joe?
More down to earth.
Joe, you'll be doing other things besides hanging out
with Joe's face.
150,000,000%. I would be hanging out with Jessica Alba. She is quite possibly the most beautiful woman.
She seems so cool. Too. Yeah.
Have mercy. And she's worth $1
billion.
Her and J-Lo is a toss-up for me. I got to be honest with you. But I saw a Jessica Alba movie yesterday, so I'm in Jessica Alba.
Was it Baby? Was it Baby?
No, I saw Some Kind of Wonderful.
We all picked.
Was that a remake?
Wait, Some Kind of Beautiful?
Okay.
I don't know. It had Selma Hayek, too, so I was a little lost.
I went and saw From Dusk Till Dawn with a friend of mine. And this is before anybody knew who Selma Hayek was, right?
Great movie.
And I remember I had no idea what the movie, and the friend of mine was female and really beautiful. And we're sitting there watching the movie, and she comes out in the bikini and starts dancing, you know, with the snake.
Yes.
And in my ear, she leans over to me and goes, we do her together.
Nice. Nice.
I was like, it's good to know I'll at least be in the room. I don't know how old I was. So this was a skinnier, younger Joe. Anyway, how are you guys doing? I still have my Jessica Alba GQ magazine cover.
Oh, my goodness.
Nick Scarpelli. I'm with you 100%. She's just beautiful. Anyway, this isn't the Jessica Alba show. This is the podcast.
Selma Hayek. You guys started it.
You didn't introduce Lee.
Oh, Lee, that's Lee down there from her hiatus of she had concerts to go to and parties to go to, and she's just, you know, important. And she went and saw Adam Ant.
I just saw Adam Ant last Sunday. I had never seen him, and I was like, I got to see this guy once in my life.
What, did he have like one of those little walker things or?
No, he was great. He looks great. Yeah, really? He had the outfit, you know, his outfit with the buttons and he looked really, he didn't have the makeup on, but he looked good.
Oh, that's awesome.
And he had two drummers, kicked ass. One was a woman, awesome. That was great.
Goody two shoes.
Yeah. Don't drum heavy.
I love Happy Go Lucky. It says, Jennifer Connelly, proof there is a God. You know what else?
There's
proof there's a God. Churro Kit Kats.
No, yeah. This is something that's been going on in our feed for a long time, guys. Churro Kit Kats. I found a whole box of them, and I almost mailed them to Sonny, but then I remembered he has family in the business, so
I will have to.
Now there's Churro Oreos, and they're pretty good.
I don't know the name of the movie Oreos that Jennifer Connelly is in, but it's a movie where she's on like one of those little electric horses. And she's just riding it all slow. And she's all been kidnapped or she's being held hostage. And when it stops, like the hostage guys are like digging for quarters.
Isn't she in the new, she was in the new Top Gun, right? She looked good.
I think so. Yeah.
It was the bartender.
You know, she's yeah. She's forever in the labyrinth. She's always going to be the labyrinth kid to me. Anyway, all right, good to see you guys. We're all talking about chicks and Adam Ant too. So we're having a great time.
Yeah, Adam Ant.
Good to see you guys. You know, a lot is happening, so I want to go ahead and get to the news.
Podcast Rock City News.
Some of you guys out there are Kiss collectors, and if you are, and if there's that one thing that you don't have that you really think, if I could get something like this, I'd put it over the top. Tomorrow is the last day they're blowing out all the rest of the Paul Stanley Smash guitars. So there are obviously places where it didn't get bought, and they have them, and they're selling them for what? When I looked at the prices, it looks at about half price. Plus, they autograph them, and he writes a little message on there, and he sends it to you. So if you guys haven't checked that out, Paul Stanley Guitars, if that's something that might, you know.
Got mine help, for free.
You got yours for free.
Oh, it wasn't free. You paid for the ticket.
Yes.
Well, yes, but
that's true.
He handed it right to me.
Did you tell me you got punched in the face or something?
Oh, I got destroyed. Yeah.
You got both
times with the neck and the body. It was two different shows. Yeah. They were pounding on me and
that's brutal. So just to tell you guys that I walked a walk, mine will be here next week.
You did not. Did you buy one?
Absolutely. It was on sale.
A homer.
Lee's calling me a homer. Yeah. What the hell?
You are.
When it comes in, I'll show you guys all about it. For you guys that don't know, you can email me, and I get emails every week about suggestions for shows, and I think that it's awesome that you guys do that. Podcast Rock City One.
That's the number one. I was waiting for something.
Thank you. That's the number one at gmail.com. Podcast Rock City One, the number one at gmail.com. And we have a Patreon. I know I talked about it before the show started. If you get a chance, go check it out. It's free for a week. And you can check out all the stuff. I've been uploading video that I took both in Nashville when Karen and I were front row, and the last two shows. I've been uploading video onto that, and I have a couple of videos of Gene breathing fire that I slowed down to where when Gene spits the stuff out, it's crazy. Sometimes it doesn't look like it looks more like if I was holding water in my mouth and Sonny said something funny. It's like, you know,
you have to mist it, Joe. You have to push it like a mist.
No, I know you do it, but he eventually, sometimes it doesn't start off that way. In slow motion, it's really cool. Anyway, so check it out. It's patreon.com/podcastrockcity. One other thing, Lee, who's on American Idol tonight?
Gene
Simmons is
He's
on
American mentor
Idol
tonight.
Is it weird? Did he not just do a Q&A where he was talking about how we don't ever remember anybody from American Idol?
Well, he'll remember Gene Simmons from
He means
the winners.
The winners.
Yeah, I know what he means.
He said Kelly Clarkson, and that's it.
No, Carrie Underwood.
No. I agree with you. I agree with you, but that's what he said. Anyway.
Fantasia, Mandisa. They weren't all winners. I remember people that weren't winners that were great.
Yeah, like that guy with Ruben Stutter.
Ruben and the other guy.
Yeah, that guy.
You can see him in my mind.
Yeah, me too. He was skinny, and if you put your hand in his back, you could make him talk. He looked like that.
Oh, like a mannequin. What was that? No, ventriloquist doll.
Yeah.
You both look like Taylor Hicks fans anyway. But anyway, so let me.
You go to hell. I don't like anybody that plays the harmonica.
I don't even know who it is. How am I a fan?
So Lee reminded me about getting beat up for the Kiss thing. So I'm on Kiss Cruise 10, right? I went on 10. This is the only one I went on. So I'm at the Kiss, I'm at my Kiss show, and Paul throws a pick. And it hits me, and it goes to the floor.
Foot, right? So, right on it.
Right? So people go crazy. Yep. I just put my foot on it.
Yep.
This lady behind me was going nuts. Yep. So I was going to grab it and give it to her. Right? Just like if I caught a base, I get it. I got no heart. I'll show you later. I got no heart in this or that thing probably. But like if I catch a baseball game, I give it to the kid nearest me, right? Nice. This lady. That's my pick. That's under your foot. That's my pick. That's my pick.
You ain't giving it to her then.
So I'm like, you know what? I picked my foot up. It kicked the pick over like three throws.
Fuck you, lady. That's what she gets.
That's what she gets.
So I've had people dig at my foot when I put my foot over a, you know, and I have to wait like 10 minutes till they stop and then boom.
Yeah, that doesn't happen to me. I the only time I ever got picks at a concert was on Kiss Cruise 2, and Paul made the mistake of standing in front of me, and I just reached up and took him right off the guitar. I felt awful for doing. I even actually touched. I could feel the keys because I didn't look.
Wow.
Reached up, and I felt the keys of the guitar, and I thought to myself, "Oh man, I hope I didn't just ruin the show." But like, anyway, all right. So that's pretty much the news. Eric Carr's box set came out, but you won't see any of those motherfuckers on this show because the only way you can get them is on eBay. That's right. Look at that right there. Lee was able to track down a few of those, and she called us and was like, who needs one? And I was like,
one of them.
I got it. I've got it already, and I've listened to it a few times, but I don't need the...
Well, I want to get this signed, and then I'll, you know, put it
in. I think that'll be a great addition to your collection.
Yeah, when are you going to see him next?
I don't know. I'll see him again.
He'll come to town.
I've seen him a zillion times.
Before we get to the topic of the week, I did a 2024 Kiss vinyl tag. If you guys haven't seen that yet, it's on the YouTube page. And a couple of the guys from a couple other shows tagged me to Pasquale and Xander. They tagged me to show off some of my Kiss collection. And I did it, and it's only about 20 or 25 minutes long. And at the end, you know, you're supposed to tag somebody, and she don't know it, but Lee was tagged. So she has to do it next.
What do I have to do?
watch the thing that I'll send you tonight, and then you got to do it. You got to show off your Kiss collection. Anyway, or things. Anyway, we'll talk about that
later. I want to show off my Kiss collection.
So I wanted Pasquale and Xander, it's a good idea, right? We should do it. They should also do it non-Kiss. Don't do it just Kiss. Do it non-Kiss too.
That's a good idea too. I like that.
Right, instead of the Elder, just say, you know, a concept album you own. Some other shitty concept album you own, basically.
You better watch it.
Minecraft.
I knew where he was going with it. He's such a jerk. Listen, thank you guys for being here tonight. After we're all done, we'll all go watch Gene on American Idol. Let's go ahead and get to the topic of the week.
Podcast Rock City, topic of the week.
Every once in a while, I like to do these things where I make people choose between two different Kiss things. Thank you. Got to choose. He's on the ball today, you guys. I would have played that song, but they'll kick us right off of.
Right. Let me show you guys something before.
One of my students, he collects Legos, right? And he found this Lego and he brought it to me because he thought it was Kiss. It's not Kiss, but it's still awesome. I want to, Lee, do you know what that is?
Is that the crow?
It's the crow.
Yeah.
You beat me.
It's Eric Draven.
Very well. How cute.
It's Eric Draven. I told him, listen, it's not Kiss, but I love it because I love the crow.
I have a little Pennywise one like that.
Oh, that's awesome. I make people choose, and I posted something this week where you had to choose between Destroyer and Rock and Roll Over, and man,
it was a landslide,
it's amazing. So what was the count, Sonny? Did you even look? It was mostly get rid of Destroyer.
Oh yeah, it was easy 5-1. Easy 5-1. Yeah.
And I'll tell you something that's really weird. There was even a couple of people that were like, this is our page. And they're like, hey, I don't really care for the band. It's like, what the hell are you doing on
our
page?
Doing here?
All we ever talk about is good. Right. Anyway, so
really listening to us?
I made a list, you guys, of things Joey can't be here. He messaged us just a little. He's in the studio and it ran long, so he wasn't able to get with us today, and that's okay.
His comments would have been stupid anyway.
Okay. All right. So let's go ahead. So I know where Sonny stands on the first question, which is the Rock and Roll Over and Destroyer, right? I know where you guys stand on that. My question, I guess, is, Sonny, why do you get rid of Destroyer over Rock and Roll Over?
To me, Rock and Roll Over is perfect, and Destroyer is not. Destroyer has songs I don't like and don't listen to, and Rock and Roll Over doesn't have one of those. Pretty easy.
And Lee, why do you get rid of Rock and Roll Over? I know it hurts to get rid of either.
It hurts.
For you.
It does.
Because you're a homer.
Well, that right in there, you know, those three and then the Alive 1 and 2, that whole sandwich is the best ever. But because Destroyer was my, you know, was the first album I bought with my own money, and it's really ingrained in my soul. I listened to it so much. It was just one of my first albums that was just mine, you know, after my brother brought home Alive. And then Destroyer came out, and it just means a lot to me. I think it just brings me back to that time.
No, see, I get that. It's amazing, though. So people, you guys are all and Brad Rustoven, that was Brad that sent you an email, right, Sonny?
Yeah, that one I forwarded to you. Yeah.
Yes, thank you, Brad. Thank you so much for the idea. It made complete sense. Only the problem was I'm actually going in a different direction. However, I think that we should have Brad on the show soon. He's always got great ideas. And actually, I'm coming up with an idea to have more of you guys join us every once in a while. And you'll hear more about that. If you guys are the type of people that could come on and hang with us for an hour and just talk Kiss, stay tuned. I'm going to tell you how to go ahead and do that. See, look, Eddie Spaghetti London takes Destroyer. It's amazing how it it's just, it really is. It's so personal. Destroyer, I said it.
Joe, what did you choose?
I pick Rock and Roll Over to keep. I love that record. I
do too.
You know, the thing is that there are, I don't think there's any bad songs on Rock and Roll Over, whereas I don't like Great Expectations. I never liked that. I'm no longer a fan of Beth. However, I did at one point love it. Okay. So, and I love Flaming Youth, but there's just something about Rock and Roll Over that's just so amazing. All right. So let's get to the next one here. The next one is, you got to get rid of one. You ready, Lee?
This is hard. I don't like it.
That's what she said. Bob Ezrin or Eddie Kramer?
Wait, what?
Bob Ezrin or Eddie Kramer? Two producers that did albums you love.
I know. I'd probably keep Ezrin.
Sonny?
It's easy for me because it's one of the best producers ever against one of the most overrated producers ever.
We're going to be opposite the whole show.
I keep Kramer the whole way. Everything he touched rocks.
It's true. And I really like Kramer too. It's one of those things where if I'm listening to a record and I flip it over and it's got his name on it, I'm like, that's why. I mean, and you know the records that he did. He really should have done more later. Mm-hmm. He should have been picked up to do them later. Let's be really honest. If Ezrin gets on and does other records with Kiss later, like he did, right? He did Revenge. Yeah. And that was a good record. Sonny, you love that record, right?
I'm just not a Cooper fan. So everything that Ezrin's known for, I'm just like, hey.
Yeah, so. But see, now there was a comment there. Bob, put that back up there. Thanks, Phil. Bob sullied himself with Kiss due to the Elder. I don't know about that. Now, I mean, I maybe at the beginning, maybe in 1980 or 82 or whatever that happened, but now maybe not so much. Maybe people are like, I could listen to it and see the how much thought went into it. It was a lot of thought put into that record. It's just the problem with Kiss records is, you know, the less thought, the better. You know, it's just let's just rock. You know, let's just turn on the car, take your right foot, step on the gas, and floor it, and that's the best way to do a Kiss record. Let's see. You ready for the next one, Sonny? You're up.
Sure.
Paul Stanley or Gene Simmons?
Oh, jeez.
That's pretty easy for me, and I know people are going to send hate mail. I got to go with Paul the whole way, because if I have a choice of a Paul song to listen to or a Gene song to listen to, 9 out of 10 times I choose Paul. And that's the voice. I got into the 80s. It was Paul's band, and Paul was hanging with all of those other guys that were coming out in the 80s. So Paul is, and I get it, his bicycle and the helmet and the fucking cooking and the pasta and the pizza and the insecurity and all that shit. But it just, he is the one who got me. And I didn't start in the 70s. If I start in the 70s, I'm probably more of a Gene guy, but I'm a big Paul.
Yeah.
Right. Sense. And Lee, you're Gene because we did it in the 70s. So
Gene was my favorite. He was the evil thing on the stage. It was just so fantastic on stage, you know.
So how old were you again when you saw them for the first time?
Well, that was 15.
You were 15. Okay. So do you
remember? Take me before that.
So being 15 years old, seeing Kiss for the first time, I don't think I've ever asked you this. Was it like, and I'm sure you can remember it just by closing your eyes, you know, but my question is, were you emotional? Like, was it like, I mean, you'd been waiting years.
I've been waiting 4 years. Yeah. I got into them about 11 years old.
And who took you?
My brother.
Your brother took you. Yeah. Okay. So do you remember being emotional at all? Or do you remember like
just excited? I mean, I was emotional at the reunion, like crying and shit. Uh-huh. But I was just excited as a kid, like, oh my God, I can't believe I'm seeing, you know, I just couldn't believe it. I'm seeing them.
A lot of, for you guys that don't know Lee, I have seen her let loose maybe twice. When she lets loose, she has a great time. But you are very reserved and together.
Yeah, I'm just laid back, you know.
You're laid back, right?
So unless I'm in a costume or something, then I
year old Lee
something.
Where was
you? Don't hang with me enough. You got to hang with me more. I'll get you some fun.
It's when I get the costumes on that I become this other whatever.
Yeah. Where did you see them?
Where was it? Rochester, I think.
It was in Rochester.
I'll have to go look. I've been Rochester or Syracuse War Memorial, one or the other.
Do you still have your ticket stub?
I don't have that one. I'm so mad.
Oh man, that would be a good one. Wouldn't it have been awesome if you saw him in MSG and then you and Joey would have been in the same place?
I know. Well, see, I was upstate New York, so that's like a 4 or 5 hour drive. So I didn't go to MSG.
For me, it's Gene Simmons. As much as I love Paul Stanley, Gene, you know, I just remember I gravitated to him because so many people seemed to be afraid of him. And I liked that, you know, it was like, you know, although when my mom had to buy me a record, it had to be with the kitty cat, didn't it? Thanks, mom. You know, it was like it's the kitty cat record and it's safe and it's the kitty cat. And the kitty cat can't be mean.
Kitty cat.
Anyway. So I go with Gene, although it would have to be like if Paul was out of existence, I would have to be something I never knew about because I just can't. I don't know if I could just like Paul Stanley, you know, the vocals and everything else is just Amazing. Yeah. Let's see. My son just sent me a message, and all it says is sorry. I don't know what he's done.
Good luck.
I think I do know what it is. I'm going to find out for sure in about 30 minutes.
It could be he ate your piece of banana cream pie. It could be your car's on fire. Who knows?
Yeah.
As long as it's not destroyed a kiss something. I think that he works at my music store, you know, and every time I give him a paycheck, it's just like he's like this. Oh. You know, 18 years old, but all right. So I think I might have fussed at him about how much money he was spending. Let's see. All right, Sonny. One of these two people you have to choose from. One stays in existence. The other one never was. You ready?
Oh, sure. Brother.
Peter Criss or Eric Carr?
That's so mean.
Why is it mean? It's not real. This isn't Harry Potter. Havana Kavana or whatever it is. And then, you
weird because one of them are already out of existence.
No. He's not out of existence because he's still in our hearts and souls.
Yes, he is.
Yes.
Although I understand how important Peter was to the band, I like Eric Carr's drumming better. So I guess I'm going to write Peter out of existence.
Lee, you're nodding your head.
No, I could see. I love them both. I do. I loved it when Eric, I liked, you know, when Eric came in, I accepted him. He had his own character. He was an amazing drummer. You know, it was good. But I have to choose Peter because, you know, the original four are my jam.
And I know I give Peter a lot of shit. I will tell you right now, I'd rather have Peter sing on a song than Eric.
Oh, Peter's voice kicks ass.
Eric's voice was just a little too raspy for me. It wouldn't, long term, he wouldn't have made it as a singer. And I love Eric. He wouldn't have made it as a singer.
Yeah, Pete's voice was the best. Just the perfect amount of rasp.
Yeah. I don't know who I would choose. I haven't thought about these because I wanted to do them on the fly.
You have to.
I guess I'm gonna say I would keep I would keep Peter. I think it's just because I have so many personal memories. Even, you know, like I said, my mom bought my first, you know, the first solo album she bought me was Peter. And I really like that record. And the hell with everybody that doesn't. All right. Let's see. Lee. Asylum or Crazy Nights?
Probably Asylum.
Keep Asylum.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sonny?
To me, they're both perfect records. I love them.
I know, that's
both.
Why I put them on here.
But I gotta go with Asylum. It's my favorite record. It's the first time I saw him live. Mm-hmm. I saw him live for the first time when I was 16. So
it's in your heart.
But I gotta tell you, when Crazy Nights came out, damn, was I happy. Because forever, the minute I heard it, or Reason to Live, the minute I heard it, I'm like, oh my God, dude, Bon Jovi has just had hits with this. This is going to be number one. I was surprised it didn't go number one, to be honest.
Yeah, I think that there was too much competition at the time.
Yeah.
And it was MTV would rather play the Bon Jovi video than would the Kiss video.
They're younger.
If they'd have played the Kiss videos, it would have done better. It's just like anything else. You know,
Tears Are Falling and stuff.
Oh yeah, but however, it was more on the countdown. I remember my girlfriend and I, we would come home and sit in front of the TV, and I always had the same snack. And I don't know if you guys, how many of you done this before, but you take a piece of like square American cheese and you cut it in four and you put it on like a saltine cracker. That was my thing. That was my jam.
Cheese and crackers. We've all done it, Joe.
Yeah, yeah. But I mean, it's just how I did it. You know, I took the cheese, I folded it in four. All right, anyway.
The chicken and biscuit with the spray cheese is the best.
Oh, God, the spray cheese.
Chicken and biscuit crackers with the spray cheese. Oh, you can't replace those.
Oh man,
chicken and biscuit. We used to have those.
Too much sodium on my. Anyway, but we would come home and watch that countdown. The MTV, what was it? The top 10. It was a, yeah. And people voted. Right. And Motley Crue, Home Sweet Home, was number one for
forever.
But number two was either Reason to Live or Tears Are Falling. Kiss always hung in there. It's like they're, it's like the Kiss fans like always made sure to call in or whatever they were doing. I don't know. I never did it. But we would sit in front of the TV, my mom's big ass box television.
Right.
And you know, we would sit there and watch the videos and did I pick one? I didn't.
You did not.
No, I did not. I would go with Asylum. Because I cannot go my life without having that video with that hot ass girl in it. But there was so many videos in for that. There was videos for Crazy Nights too, easy, but I loved the videos and the color. And I wasn't thrilled with Gene's look, but I really enjoyed Paul's. So, you know,
that the 80s were made for Paul without makeup. 80s
were made for Paul. Let's see.
David Donnelly's comment there. You want to read that?
Reason to Live sounded horribly close to I want to Know What Love Is by Foreigner. Damn it, David.
Very true.
And I don't disagree with that. And I was kind of counting on that because I think I Want to Know What Love Is went number one.
Yeah, it was a big one.
For those of you who don't know who David Donnelly is, let me tell you, I've seen pictures and video of David, I think standing on stage in front of like 40,000 people with his band. So if you guys got to check out what he'll post if I'm not mistaken, he's been in a few different bands. He's like a studio musician. He's just a pro and a badass. He's been on the show with us before, right, Sonny? Remember that was a long time ago.
Yep.
He's across the pond. It's good to see you, David. He's always hanging out with us. And you got to check out his bands. The next one, this is a tough one for Lee. No, it won't be tough. It'll be tough for Sonny. Maybe. All right, you guys out there, I'm going to let you guys vote. Here we go. You got to get ready. Here we go. 3, 2, 1. 1978 solo album. Gene Simmons or Peter Criss?
Oh, come on.
Now you say, oh, come on, but I'm going to tell you right now, I'll go first. I'm picking Peter's record.
Okay.
I can't listen to Gene's that often.
I can't listen to Peter's that often. And I love Pete.
Only a couple of songs on Gene's record do I like. You pick Gene. I pick Peter. Sonny is really contemplating this.
He's really trying to make a decision.
I only like one song on Gene's record. I can tolerate 3 to 4 songs on Peter's record. So I guess I'll go with Peter.
Wow.
Because Gene's record, besides Radioactive, I'm sorry, it's brutal. It is a brutal listen.
Love it.
You guys out there, I always tell you guys, you're part of the show, and you guys put your comments up here, and Phil, he's working it right now. This is great.
Oh, my God, at the Holiday Inn?
Hilarious.
Come on.
Here's
so
mix.
Bad.
Mix C so said Holiday Simmons. Chris said Gene. Jeff said Gene. So it's just Gene. Gene, Peter. That's the kind of sugar Papa likes. Yes. It's about tied.
I still
it's about
say
tied.
They stink.
That's so funny. Yeah, I love Peter Criss's record, man. I could put that on right now. Although, if you watch my Kiss Vinyl tag thing, I talk about the solo album that I always put on is Best of the Solo Albums, because I always think that's just the right mixture of a little, you know, a little bit of, if you want to listen to all of them and you can't, the best thing to do is just put those records on. You get a little bit of each, a little try, you know, and it's not bad. It's not
sample.
Bad. Thank you. That's the word I was actually looking for. By the way, Lee, cheers, Joe. The last gig was indeed 40,000 headlining in Belgium. With what band, David? You guys got to, I'm telling you, I know that we're used to, you know, everybody here hangs out. David's a rock star, man. He like in Belgium, he played in front of 40,000 people. And I know I say it all the time. The only way I'm doing that is if I bring my guitar to a Braves game. All right. One of these has got to go. Kiss Symphony or Sonic Boom, Lee?
Sonic Boom. Bye.
Sonny. It's a good one, right, Sonny?
I think I got to say Kiss Symphony.
Are you ridiculous?
I really don't need these songs in symphony style.
I love this symphony. Give me goosebumps.
I didn't like it with Metallica.
Really?
I don't love it. Night Ranger just did it. Didn't love that one. Huh. I don't need it with a symphony.
I love it.
David Joseph said both.
Can't have both.
So it's been symphony. Two people said both. Sonic Boom. Sonic Boom. Symphony. Symphony. Here's David's. I was playing guitar with. Is that Visage? Huh? I said it wrong. I know. In a place of the late. Oh, in place of the late great John McGough. Oh, that's awesome, man! Nobody ever asked me to do stuff like that. Sonic Boom, Symphony rocks. Jason Cannon says Nick Scarpelli. That's cool, Dave. Oh, you went too fast, Phil. 39,300 more than the largest crowd I ever played in front of. Nick, you're funny.
I even sang in front of 3,000 people once.
Did 3,000, really?
Baby.
Nice.
I will tell you that I missed seeing Sonny sing. We went the first Rockin' Pod. Jody there? And you know, yeah. It was the second Rockin' Pod. No, it was Indy.
Yeah, it was Indy.
It was Indy. You and Jody and everything. I wasn't there yet. You guys went out and you did karaoke. I'm not joking. Jody took me aside and said there were girls throwing their panties at Sonny on the stage.
Sonny,
what song were you singing?
I sang Hurt So Good.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
That's so awesome. Listen, I know we're having a lot of fun here today, and you guys are really getting involved in the show. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Hey, Lola Rose, how you doing? I was just listening to Symphony at work. It's great. Thought the idea was was killer as a kid. Lola, yep. You're still a kid. I'm not even going to. So young. So young. One day we got to have a young person's group on here. You know, just people 20 or so that are Kiss fans, and let's hear what they think, because we're always getting, you know, the old person's ideas. That's me, not Lee. John Cougar, yes. All right, next one. You guys are doing great today. All right, let's see.
Sonny Cougar.
All right, this is the hardest one. It won't be – all right. Maybe this isn't so hard. Sonny, would you get rid of 70s Kiss or 80s Kiss?
Oh, Jesus. We know his answer and my answer.
Maybe we don't. He's contemplating if he likes, you know, what he likes.
He's got to count up the albums. Oh,
it's got to be 70s. I like more of the years in the 80s than I do in the 70s, but it's not my fault they didn't start till 74. So, but yeah, I guess if I have my choice, 70s Kiss goes and 80s Kiss stays.
And it's the reverse for you, Lee, because yeah. Even though you're so Sonny's going with, there's a lot more quality and a lot more quantity, and he likes the quality. Lee, there's less quantity.
Mm-hmm. But that's the original. That's the when it started, man. If you were there, you were there, and you did it.
That's the thing that got you.
Yep.
It's amazing.
It's really. Two different bands. I know people say it all the time, but the only conduit really is Paul, because Gene, you know, people are saying Gene's not involved at that point anyway. So the only conduit is Paul. So it really is two different bands.
No, I get it. Yeah. It really is two different bands, but you know, for the fun of it, I had to put that down there. For me, I'm taking 70s Kiss all the way. It's not going to be it's not even like a challenge
right
for me. Although, I mean, you know, I could I could listen to 80s Kiss a lot too. As a matter of fact, I will tell you, damn, every time I admit this, it makes me mad, but okay, so since I moved into the house, the new house, I just basically put stuff where I wanted it to go. And being a Kiss fan means that you very precise about things and you organize things, and it could be about any kind of band, really. Yes. So I went through all my magazines and put them 70s, 80s, 90s, 2000s.
Oh boy.
And I listened to Sonic Boom again today. And it's growing on me. It's growing on me. But I'm so mad that Say Yeah is really growing on me. I'm sitting there going, let me hear you say yeah. It's so funny because there is no way that I want anybody seeing me sing it. Although it's on video.
Except when you're in the front row at a front row.
Can I
ask Nick, throw it on there.
One as baseball page? Yes.
Yes, Nick.
Yeah. Nick, throw it in there.
Yeah,
so throw it in, for Nick. Me.
Nick is on our Patreon, and he is asking if he could throw one out there for us. Go ahead.
Yeah. So for me, there's more songs I dislike from 74 to 81 than there is from 82 to 89.
Okay. Well, I know you came into it in the 80s, so that's what's in your heart. You know, I get that. I totally
and agree. The rest of my music, 80s wins over 80s. 70s.
Right.
Yeah. So it's just
right. See, just all right, here, until we get Nick's up, let me go here. Lee. No, I know you're gonna okay. You gotta get rid of one of these. The debut record or Lick It Up.
I mean, I love Lick It Up, but that's gotta go.
That's gotta go. Sonny.
That's
a hard one though.
I really like Lick It Up, but it's gotta go. The debut record. It's just so good. It's so good. And there's so many classic songs.
Yep.
That, you know, I'm burnt on Lick It Up as a song, period. Not for the Innocent is good, but, and I'm not super burnt on it, but but the first Kiss record, man, that one's hard. It's hard. It's
a masterpiece. Yeah.
That's hard.
Nick's comment is up there, Paul. Go ahead and put it up there. Deuce or Detroit Rock City? I pick Detroit Rock City to keep, Nick says. For me, it's going to be Detroit Rock City to keep. For Lee, it's going to be Deuce. And for Sonny, it's going to be Deuce.
No, for Sonny, it's going to be Detroit Rock City.
Detroit Rock City.
Wow. Because if I have a choice between Paul and Gene, 9 out of 10 times, I'm going to go Paul.
So now, as an opener, I prefer Detroit Rock City. Although, if they open with Deuce, I'm not like... Oh,
I love the Deuce opener.
I'm so upset. Yeah. But I prefer Detroit Rock City. It's just got that, it's got that really cool heavy build up, you know. Everybody else is picking Detroit Rock City to keep. Anyway, all right. Thank you for that, Nick. Let's see. Like I said, Nick, he's on our Patreon. If you want to check it out, you can check it out for free for a whole week. It doesn't cost you anything. I post video, I post pictures, I post questions, we chat about it online. We do an extra show every week. We do about a 20-minute Kiss Fix, and we put it up there. And it's a lot of fun. We really do appreciate it. Anything like that is a lot of fun. Let's see. Here's a good one. Vinnie Vincent songs. Or Desmond Child songs. Sonny?
There has never in my life been a time where I opened up a cassette or a CD or an album and looked to see if Vinnie Vincent wrote any fucking songs. Ooh, it has always been Desmond Child.
Mm-hmm.
Always. Really? I wanted to name Anthony Desmond. Nicole was like, fuck no, we're not.
Nice.
Lee, what about you?
Desmond.
Really?
Yeah.
Desmond stays.
I think I'd have to pick Vinny. I like the songs that he wrote with Kiss, and didn't he write Unholy as well with Gene? And did some he's a good writer Revenge.
For sure. Yeah,
I think I prefer that. I'm not.
She's a good writer.
I remember when I didn't know. Okay, so here's like a inside look into Joe. But I remember flipping the record over and seeing Desmond on there. But I remember, who's this Desmond child?
Oh, jeez. Come on, Joe.
I was young. I didn't know what I was looking at. I didn't know. I was like, Desmond.
So my music buying literally takes off in like 88, 89. I'm buying stuff like it's going out of style.
Crazy, right?
I swear to God, everything I touch, flip it over, it's G Child. I'm like, who the hell is this? Why is it that every time I like a song, it's this dude? Right? Yeah. So, yeah, just from the jump, it was always Desmond.
Let's see. We got a couple more. Lee. Paul Stanley's 78 solo album or Ace's solo album?
Oh, I knew you were going to do that to me. Oh, my gosh. I love both of those, like, big time. I can't choose.
We already know Sonny's. Oh, no, maybe we don't. I'll tell you that mine is Paul Stanley, but only by, like, a hair. Because I love them both almost the same,
oh,
but
yeah, the
I
best.
Don't know. When I listen to Paul Stanley's record, it sounds like Kiss, and that's what, you know.
I guess I'm gonna have to probably say Ace just by a smidge. Like, I hate choosing because I love both of them a lot.
Sonny?
So when somebody first asked me what my favorite Kiss album was, that person said no solo albums. So I landed on Asylum, right?
Oh, mm-hmm.
But one of those is the second best album I own, period. And that is Paul's solo album. Paul's solo album has gotten me more laid than Viagra and everything else put together. I love Paul's solo album.
That's amazing.
That's so personal. Thank you for that.
Second best album I own, period. Love it. I love Aces too. I just can do without the instrumentals. I never understood that shit. But
all of his instrumentals.
It's got you be laid. I guess we can't all like.
Wasn't it supposed to be Led Zeppelin too?
My child. Yeah, yeah.
Got everybody laid.
What was it? What movie was that where they talked about?
I don't remember.
Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Was it Fast Times?
They're in the car.
Damone. Damone's.
Yeah. It was Cashmere. Oh, yeah. All right, we got one to go. One to go, guys. Are you ready for this?
Okay.
Now you got to get rid of this. I got two posters.
Oh.
One is where they're standing on the cubes, and the other is where their New York is in the background.
Ooh.
Both classic Kiss posters.
New York in the background, like on the Empire State Building? That one?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh.
The famous one, yep.
Or yeah, the one where they're standing on the cubes.
That one's super easy for me. The New York skyline's got to go because the cubes. Dude, that's the Love Gun costumes.
Right.
And you can't. The Love Gun costumes are untouchable.
Yeah. That's a tough one. Lee's still thinking. I'll tell you that I got to keep the cubes too. I love them both, but the truth is that anytime I see an outtake of that poster where they're on the cubes, there's a few where, like, I don't know if you've ever seen this, but Ace isn't in the picture, but Gene and Paul and Peter are all looking at the ground like somebody's on the ground. That always made me giggle.
I picked the New York. I picked the New York because it's just older and I had it on my wall and all that. And I love the cubes also, but I think, you know, the New York one's a little bit older and I reminds me of my youth.
People are choosing like that. Let's see.
People really like the New York poster.
it's a classic. New York cubes,
along with the Spirit of 76
cubes.
Yeah, love that
all the time. Yeah. Okay, so listen, there. That was a lot of fun. I really do appreciate it. I keep the cubes poster too. We've got a few minutes. I want to show you guys a couple of things that I picked up that are really cool. I'm gonna have to walk out for a minute. I can still hear you. But I didn't realize
what
we were going to have
stuff we grew up with
stuff. Well, I had an idea for that, but I'm going to save it for next week. Okay. You do a good impersonation of me, by the way. Stuff okay.
We grew so, up
hold
with.
Hold on. I want to ask you guys this real quick though. Do Sonny, is there like a Kiss? I know your favorite Kiss poster is the one with the background with Eric Carr and it's more, you know, like a creatures looking, mm-hmm. you know, kind of time. Is there another poster that like near and dear to your heart?
Yeah, I love the creatures one where the loudest band in the world. Love that poster. Yeah.
That one.
Love that poster. I also love the one in Animalize because it was very kind of 80s.
Yeah.
Right? And very, what is it? Apocalyptic, I guess.
Yeah.
Right. So, always like that poster too.
Mine's probably the Spirit of 76.
I remember seeing that on WKRP in Cincinnati going, what is that? I got to have that.
Just on my wall. And that just, boom. That popped up on, that popped up on my feed the other day when Andy is opening up the, Johnny Fever is talking to him about changing the format on the show. It was the first episode. And he said, what do you have in mind? And he goes, oh, I got some ideas. And when he rolls out the Spirit of 76 poster, nice. The crowd goes, I picked up a few things I wanted to show you guys. One of them that surprisingly I did not have in my collection, and I know most people do as Kiss fans, this one right here. Look at this.
Oh, the $10 poster.
Yes, the $10 poster.
Wait.
The black light.
I don't have that one.
Black light. You don't have this?
I don't have that one.
So check this out. It's a story with this one. There's a guy that sells tons of posters on Facebook, right? I believe his name is Shane, and he's just a poster guy. And when he sold me that one, I got a good deal on it, but he told me, he goes, I want to tell you that poster companies used to print posters, and then if they would keep them in their storage, and then when they got ordered, they would send them out. And if something didn't get purchased, they would flip that poster and print something on the other side.
Really?
Mm-hmm. He said it's very rare that you'll see it, but mine has got that. And he goes, obviously, I didn't make this myself. He goes, but it has a side printed on it. And the side that's printed on the other side, it looks like it was a much larger poster that they cut into like four.
What?
And then they printed on the other side. The other thing that I got two other things. One, I got these two things at a, and I know that you guys that are listening, you can't see them, but I'm going to tell you guys. It's like a pencil drawing. See this right here?
Oh, that is sweet.
Nice.
So I'll post pictures of this on the, I'll post pictures of these on our Facebook so you guys can check them out. The only thing I don't like is that Paul's got the silver tone guitar. Other than that, it's still pretty cool. It's a pencil drawing. And then this one I'd never seen before. I've seen the picture, but I've never seen it as a poster. And this is the, I got this at a record store in Vero Beach.
Oh, yeah. Love that one.
Yeah.
You can buy that one in a Fathead and have a complete wall size.
Nice.
They sell it as a Fathead, yeah.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but isn't that like if you put the cards together, maybe set two is the, if you take the set two of the trading cards and flip them over. I want to say that's part of or at least that session is on the lunchbox, right, Lee?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, that's some new stuff that I got. I'm going to post some pictures of it. Sonny. Yep.
So the other poster that I see every day, that's right in front of me. I just sent you a picture of it on the phone. It's the Ace Frehley. It's a variant of the Ace Frehley solo picture. Remember some other dude like kind of retouched them up and redid them to where like the blue kind of splatters a little bit and it's in his hair a little bit and his makeup's dripping a little. Who redid those?
I don't know.
I can't think of the guy's name. Somebody will do that. I will tell you, it's like you're talking about the solo album that was redone.
Yeah. Okay,
I have all four of the redone ones.
Yeah.
Plus I have the Eric one. I don't Eric, have Eric.
Vinny. I have Vinny.
Vinny and Bruce, and I have them all signed.
Yeah.
It's so nice.
Cool. It's such a cool display. Yeah.
So Sonny, I've got
I did not I didn't get that picture. You know the picture that I did get?
Yeah, Sonny? I didn't get a picture either.
That one. Oh, right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, yeah. So
who's that?
That's I just typed in
some AI.
So you know how AI. I just typed in Kiss Band in female form, and that's what came up.
Oh, that's
that would be
cool.
Black Diamond. Some of my favorite posters are the Alive 2. I got each of them signed. Took me a while. Eventually,
yeah, and they're signed. Personalized.
Yeah, so all signed.
Took yeah, I love that time. Too, Lee. I think that yeah, I remember seeing them, and look, I've been to Lee's house just a few times. I will tell you that I believe I remembered they noticing them that they were signed, yeah. And
I had those I as a
walking
kid.
Up the stairs to your old
yeah, the old one had them going up the stairs. Now the they're stairs. Right in front
oh,
of me here.
I remembered that. That's pretty good. Anyway, all right. So look, this was a lot of fun. Don't forget, check out our Patreon. So basically, the way it works is you sign up for our Patreon for a week. If you like it, there's two tiers you could try out. One's $10, one's $20. When you pay the money, it helps us pay for what we do here. Because subscriptions to these places to post as many shows as we have, it's kind of expensive. It's not your responsibility, just so you know, but you'll get something extra from it, which is, extra content, which is cool. So patreon.com/podcastrockcity. It helps us out. And to be fair, I'm pretty much, I haven't really spent much of the money that we've made. So I'm going to pay the bills. And then I think I'm going to buy some new giveaway things and we're going to start giving them away on the show.
Nice.
I think that would be kind of cool. So anyway, thank you guys for listening. We really do appreciate it. Sonny, do you have anything to add?
No, thanks for listening. And, yeah, this or that. Gotta love the this or that.
Yes, absolutely. Lee.
That was fun. Some of them are hard, but most of them not.
Yeah, I know. I got to make it harder next time. You know what I'm going to say? We love Kiss and we love Kiss podcasts, most of them anyway. And you're going to hear the commercials for all the ones that we love right after this in 3, 2, 1.
Peace.
Thank you, and goodbye.
What's up, everybody? Joe here from Podcast Rock City. Have you heard of the Click Tees shop yet? These t-shirts reach into the deepest nostalgia of the hottest band in the world with designs like the Demon's first stage shirt, the Rock Skull, the Spaceman's very first stage shirt, Eagle Wings, the Catman's Cadillac Michigan jacket, the Black Cat, the Phantom of the Park Talisman, and a wide array of Eric Carr tees. With over 30 killer designs, these t-shirts dive so deep, they're like opening a private vault of rare classic material. Click Tees is not exactly all tees. They also have products like mugs, hats, necklaces, pillows, socks, stickers, and guitar picks. Podcast Rock City is happy to announce that we have partnered with Click Tee Shop, and we are now selling our merchandise there too. Buy some merchandise and let everyone know you're a fan of our show. Go to clickteeshop.com, that's click with a K, to check out all the great stuff to choose from.
You wanted the best, you got the best. And if you want the hottest show on Monco Radio, join us in the Kiss Room. The Kiss Room is a monthly radio broadcast celebrating the hottest band in the world. Kiss! It's your place for all things Kiss and some... For broadcast dates and all information, go to thekissroom.com. The Kiss Room broadcasts live and worldwide on Monco Radio, where music and minds meet.
Hey, this is Stephen Michael.
And Sonny Hollywood Pooney, and we are from the Growing Up Rock Podcast.
Come check out the Growing Up Rock Podcast, where each and every week we talk to rock stars past and present and come up with some fun themes all to the beat of some killer hard rock and metal music.
Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and you can also check out our episodes, concert reviews, and album reviews at growinguprock.com.
That's growinguprock.com. GROWINUPROCK.com.
Growing Up Rock.
Turn it up.
Hey everybody, this is Jody Havnot. I want to invite you to come hang out with me and Mr. Nate Dimmel in the Dummy Room. The Dummy Room is a podcast that's all about having fun, talking about some great music, and we also have some really cool guests too. Check us out, man. I think you really dig it.
No gratitude need be voiced. Your mind speaks to us.